Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Marty Griffin. Also got my wife, Christine, and my son, Vincent. We're all here to grill the mayor. Mayor Ganey, how are you, sir?
I'm good, Marty. How you doing today? Good morning.
Good morning.
You got the whole family, Mayor.
Good morning, good morning to the family as well.
All right, Mayor, I got to start off with the South Side. It's fascinating because I'm a Pittsburgher like you are. And the South Side turned into a war zone. So you said to hell with that. You started going over there, middle of the night, middle of the day. You were there 8 times, and the previous mayor was never there once. So, you know, Chupka over there, who's so engaged, sends me these pictures now. No crimes, no shootings, nothing going on, complete elimination of the problem. How did you pull that off, sir? How?
Well, one, you know, Marty, we just like to work with the community. That's number one. I want to give a lot of credit to the community, also the business district, just talking to them. You know, we boost up security over there. We created situations where we reduced the number of parking. We also created one lane so that we can have, you know, better visibility of what's going on in that neighborhood. And we just continue diligently to work on it. You know, we know that we still got to do it every single day. You know, Marty, this doesn't change overnight. We got to be diligent on it, and we have to stay on it, and we plan on it. But we want to make sure, like I said before, that this is the safest city in America, and we're working towards that effort. I mean, even when you talk about Homewood, Marty, let me be honest.
Right.
We've only had 2 shootings this month in Homewood. We've only had 2 shootings. I mean, 2 killings. So, you know, when you talk about across the city, we're seeing where, when we talk about our plan for peace, you know, are we there? No. But are we working towards it? Absolutely.
And I love to see the changes starting to happen, Mayor. I work downtown at KDKA, so I'm down there every day, and I see how it's changed, especially since the pandemic, really. And, you know, I read about these great things happening, like the night market going on and that great backyard stage happening downtown. And I thought, oh, we should go. And then I had to double check myself and say, do I really feel safe doing that anymore? And then I read about today, the Downtown Playhouse saying, you know, they may have to close some of their public places. People are calling it a downtown urinal. What can we do? What can you do and leaders do for downtown? Because that's really an issue now.
Yeah, thank you for that. I think one, what you're going to see in the next couple months is that we're going to have a public safety center located downtown to where police are actually walking the beat in the downtown business district. That is being worked on right now as we speak. It will be housed by someone in leadership and management, so that there's something going on every single day. And so we will actually be running a full operation out of this public safety center to ensure that we're improving public safety downtown. Secondly, what we're going to start doing is in the early morning and in the evening when people get off work, you will see a presence, you will see a bigger police presence in downtown as well as some of our GVI workers working with the children and things of that sort as we prepare for school. The third thing is also the perception, and I agree with you. And when I talk about the perception, I'm talking about our ability to say, hey, you know, downtown is safe. Do we have some issues? But absolutely. But I'm proud to say that whether it was Juneteenth, whether it was the Pride Festival, whether it was the 4th of July, whether it was the Black Music Festival, whether it was Picklesburg or the Arts Festival, and those major events that brought tens of thousands of people downtown, we had no violence.
Great point. We should celebrate as well.
I was at a lot of those, and you're right. They were wonderful events, and it is wonderful when people can come downtown. You know, I have to ask you, though, because with the whole defund the police, which I know you're not for, but there's a lot of distrust of police. So tell me what's different now about bringing the police down to help make this difference?
Well, I mean, I think that you got to look at it from right policing, how we're right policing everything. And what we're doing to ensure that, take the South Side, for instance, even with the presence of the police over there, there was no issue between police and community or police and the participants that was over there. There was no issue. The right policing is how we work together to demonstrate that across the board that we're really working to improve in police community relations.
Mayor, two nights ago, about 8 o'clock at night downtown, a couple of juveniles chased another one down the street. He's nearly dead. The kid that they attacked, pulled him to the ground, banged his head off a building. He's intubated. So the cops get him. They identify him. They call the jail. They say, we can't take him. No. Then he's a juvenile and he has warrants. And then they call CYF. We can't take him. No, he has warrants. They call his mom. His mom says, I don't want him. I don't want him. He's too much of a problem. He's in Western Psych, Mayor. I have two probation officers this morning who say, right now, 14 to 17-year-olds know this. They can break the law and get away with it because there's nowhere to put them. You're a smart man. You see this. You live it. What are we going to do? This is bad, sir. What are we going to do?
Yeah, one of the things is that, you know, closing Schuman Center without a plan, in my eyes, was a mistake. Because there should have been, particularly the day and time that we live in, if that was going to be the decision to close Schuman Center, we should have had a plan for where we were going to take individuals that we needed to take somewhere, and we don't have it. I've talked to the county executive about it. We will continue to talk. How do we reimagine what Schuman Center was? Because you're definitely right that we have to have some place to be able to take them. But with the closing of Schuman Center, Marty, that's difficult. And as we talk about how we reimagine Schuman, we want to make Schuman better than what it was. But I have to have some more conversations with the county exec. We need to put a plan together about what we do. So that's right now in the infancy stage of the making. But I agree, without Schuman Center, it's extremely difficult. We have to put our heads together to be able to come up with a plan.
Man, I tell you, and you know, I'm a big fan. Your enthusiasm and your work ethic, and it's insane. But what's sad to me is, Mayor, when you said, and you're right, there were only two homicides in Homewood this month. We're in a place where homicides are up 40%. We only solved 30% of them. That's scary, sir. How do you wrap around that notion that we only solve 3 in 10 homicides? So there are men out there and women out there who say, you know what? I can get away with murder. I can do it.
Yeah. Well, you know, Marty, that's a national-wide trend, too.
Yes, sir.
What we're doing, we're continuing to work diligently. I think having, you know, the commander's press conferences to give everybody an update of what's going on is good. I also think in the last couple months, they've been able to close out some cases that they haven't. There are still some at large that we need to close out. But I've seen a bigger commitment in regards to making sure that we're getting them off the streets than what was, there before. We just have to continue to work it. We know that that's the issue. We're talking about it internally. You know, the community's been stepping up, giving us a lot of leads. We're following up on those leads. You know, that's something that we're still working on, Marty. I agree with you 100%. But we're going to continue to work until we get it correct.
Hey, I had a guy call. And this is a true story. Maria knows this. And by the way, Maria is fantastic. Your people really work hard to get you on the air.
Thank you.
Guy called and said, man, I can't stand that the Sioux Murray pool can't open because of security issues. I can't stand that. I'll pay for the police security over there. And I can't get anyone to buy into. I'll pay 20 grand. I'll pay whatever it takes to protect that pool. Do you think sometimes big government is too slow to respond to folks who want to help, sir?
Well, I think it's two things, Marty. I think one is that sometimes, and this is what we've worked on hard, this is what we've worked on very hard to make sure that we connect to the community so that we can have a better understanding of what the issues are. It's my, you know, through my years of service, once you have a good understanding of what the issues are, you can definitely deal with it. Secondly, is we do have some people that's already stepped up to help with security.
Excellent.
But Marty, if you got somebody who wants to help out, please, you know, I'm going to have Maria contact you today.
All right.
And see how they can help out. We don't want to turn help away. We want to make sure we embrace that help. But the Sioux Murray is a great example of government and community working together. In a couple of weeks, Marty, we're going to announce that we're going to have family day at our pools. Because so far this year, we've only had, I think, one or two incidents at our pools. But we're going to have a family day. I'm not sure the exact date. They're working on it. For my whole fifth floor, my senior staff is going to select a pool to go to. And we're going to go to the pool with our families, and we're going to have a great day celebrating our pools with our families and our park. I already know what pool I'm going to.
Well, Mayor, I love that idea. Thank you so much for being on the show and for your honesty and all your hard work in the city.
Mayor, we appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Thank you. Y'all have a great day.
You too.
Hey, he goes to bat. He works his butt off. And he said a couple things there about the pools. He said a couple things about town that are new in news.
Yeah.
He's going to put a station down there. He's going to put officers on the beat down there.
Right.
Right. He's going to address what you're talking about.
And he's right. I mean, we've started to see change in this in the South Side immediately.
Big time.
Yeah. It's great to see.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.